Welcome to the All Out As Is podcast. I am your host, Adia, and Brené Brown once said, one day you'll tell your story of how you overcame what you went through, and it will be someone else's survival guide. These are my stories, my lessons learned, my experiences. Through this podcast, you will find grace for your past, purpose and alignment for your future, and contentment in this moment as you live all out your way, just as you are. If you aren't already following me on social media, please check out Adia Dance on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and adiadance.com. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the All Out As Is podcast. And I wanted to talk about creators who choose to share their craft and how it really is leaving your heart on the floor or presenting your heart to whoever it is that you show it to. So the topic came to mind because we recently had the Edge Dance event in Temecula, California, where we had a choreography competition. And choreography to me is a form of sharing my innermost being. Like, it's a form of sharing my heart from the core. It's taking someone else's heart with the music and the song, maybe multiple people's heart, because you've got the writers, the singers, the musicians, taking their heart and then combining that with my interpretation of the music, my creativity. And there's a lot of vulnerability in all of us who are part of this picture, that's part of the painting, this picture. And I know for me, when I create a piece of choreography, I literally am giving everything that I am and everything that I have into this piece of dance. And you never know, I never know how it's going to be received. And I want to share it with the world because it's so special to me. But I also know that the world is not going to accept it as a whole the way that I, you know, the way that I would love them to and love the world to. That doesn't mean that some people won't. Inevitably, there will be people who it touches them, it hits just the right way for them, and others that it just does a little bit of nothing for. And what I want to tell you and share with you today is that, number one, that's okay. When you create and you share your creation, like, you've done your part to make an impact on the world and on the people around you and on whoever is going to be receiving this gift. You've done your part already. So whatever that creative outlet is, whether it's dancing, singing, music, or a plethora of other creative outlets, drawing, painting, you name it, you name your passion. All of these things, when once you've created it and you've presented it to the world, like, that's all you can do. You can feel 100% confident that you put out the product you intended to put out. And you've got to know that not everyone's going to receive it the way that you would love them to, and that's okay. With that said, I think it's also really important for us as just humans on the receiving end to be aware that when someone shares a piece of dance choreography or a book they wrote or a painting they're working on or a skill they've been perfecting and putting so much time and energy into, that when somebody shares that, they are literally sharing a piece of their heart. And I think we as humans a lot of times forget that, and we are negative, we're critical, we put people on blast, we make sure them or others around us know that we disapprove, forgetting that the person on the other side of this creation is a human who just shared their heart. it doesn't have to be everybody's cup of tea. It doesn't have, I don't have to like this thing, but I can choose to honor and respect where it came from. I was at Laguna Beach today and there were these two performers and they were singing along to a track and it was very loud. I mean, their voices carried. And they were just kind of adding these little moments into the song. They weren't even singing the whole song. It was just like, ooh, 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 yeah, yeah, something like that. And like on one hand, I thought, interesting. So they've got a track playing. They look like they're out there to perform, but they're not really doing much. But then I sat back and realized like this is how they want to share their heart. This is exactly the way that they want to share it. And that is awesome. And I also am not preferring it. So I'm going to move a little further away. I'm going to get to a place where I don't hear it. But I can still honor and acknowledge the heart being shared in their way, all out, as is, and that be okay. So I want to encourage all of the creators out there to continue to share your heart. Knowing that it's not going to be everyone's cup of tea, but also knowing that the amount of lives you will impact by sharing it is more than you can imagine, is more than you'll ever know. Know that to be true. And for everyone on the receiving end of hearing and experiencing these people's creations and their gift, I just want to encourage you to remember that kindness goes a long way. Whether or not you approve, whether or not you love what you see or what you're experiencing, just being kind and honorable and respectful and offering a kind word, an encouraging word, it can go so much further than you know. So on both ends, we're able to impact lives in a massive way. Even when it feels like our contribution may be small or insignificant. I hope that speaks to someone today. And if it does, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message, leave a comment, reach out in some way, shape, or form. And just excited for all the creators out there to continue to share their heart, share their passion, and for all of us receivers to do it gracefully and with class and with encouragement and positivity. All right, y'all, until next time, live all out your way. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening so I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on various platforms by following Adia Dance or visiting my website, www.adiadance.com. I appreciate you and in all of your uniqueness, I cannot wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go live all out your way.